أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, chapter Qasas, and we'll have a look at the different commentary points regarding the different verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 61st verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse, and we'll be back with the discussion of this verse.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أَفَمَنْ وَعَدَنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ
Then is he whom we have promised a good promise, which he will obtain, like he for whom we provided enjoyment of worldly life, but then he is, on the day of resurrection, among those presented for punishment in hell?
So, brothers and sisters, in the previous verses, the words of the verses were about the person who, for enjoying of the bounties of the world, preferred disbelief to faith. A person who prefers infidelity to monotheism. Now, the verse under discussion, the 61st verse, defines the situation of this group in the hereafter, comparing the true believers. So the verse says, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ So at first, through a question, the Quran wants the conscience of all to judge. So it says, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ Is he then unto whom we have promised a goodly promise, which he shall meet it, similar to him whom we have provided the provision of the life of this world? كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ Then on the day of hereafter, he shall be of those brought up for punishment. So, no doubt that every kind of vigilant conscience prefers the divine goodly promises and his great lasting merits to a few days of enjoying this perishing bounties and fleeting joys which have pain and toil in sequel and in them. But the Quranic sentence, فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ which means that he shall meet it, is a kind of emphasis on the fact that the promise of Allah does not infringe, and it should be such because to infringe the promise is either because of ignorance or powerlessness, neither of which is found in the divine essence. So, when the Holy Quran in this verse says, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And in the end, where it says, ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ Then on the day of hereafter he shall be of those who will be brought up for punishment. This part of the verse is referring to the calling before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reckoning of deeds. Now, some commentators have some ideas regarding this part of the verse, which we shall discuss after the break.
أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ
So, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 61st verse of Surah Al-Qasas. أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So, the promises of Allah are both decisive and certain, and rewards and hereafter are both great and good. And in this verse, we see that the verse is defining the situation of the group that chose to be infidels as opposed to monotheists. So in this verse, we see that the Holy Quran is running a kind of comparison between these two groups. The ones in hereafter, the ones who are faithful in comparison and in contrast with the ones who are infidels, the ones who have chosen to be disbelievers against the faithful ones. Now, in the ending part of the verse, we see that the Holy Quran says, ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Then, on the day of hereafter, he shall be of those brought up for punishment. Now, this part, as we said, prior to the break, is referring to the calling before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reckoning of deeds. Some commentators have rendered it into calling to the hellfire, but it seems that the first commentary, the calling before Allah for the reckoning of deeds, is more suitable. But whatever we can say is that this meaning shows that those polluted people, those polluted persons, those infidels, are drawn to this scene unwillingly, and it must be so. Why? Because the horror of reckoning and retribution has covered their whole entity. That's why they are the ones that will be brought up. فَهُمْ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. It seems that the person is reluctant to be present at that situation, but he will be brought up, and that's what the situation is. Now, the application of the Quranic phrase مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, the life of this world, which has repeatedly been mentioned in different surahs of the Holy Quran, points the meanness of this mortal life in comparison with the hereafter life, which is permanent, which is perpetual. We also have the Arabic word dunya, mata' al-hayat dunya, which is derived from dunuv, which originally means nearness in place or nearness in time or any kind of nearness, like nearness in position. So the term dunya and adna have sometimes been used for the small creatures which are available versus huge creatures, and sometimes it has been used for some mean things versus good and exalted things, and sometimes for near as opposed to far. Now, in view of the fact that the life of this world in the face of the life of the next world is both small and worthless and near, then the appellation of Hayatu Dunya, the life of this world, is perfectly fitting. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.